Welcome to WGXC 90.7
FM. WGXC underwriting support is provided by Rip Van Winkle Tobacco Free Action, helping to create tobacco-free places for people to live, learn, work, and play.
The audacity is taking up the whole screen.
O-R-G.
I don't know. There was.
Is it over now? Did you cue another one too?
It
was like a 10-second play.
I think we're too loud.
Oh yeah, we are. Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM.
We're a little rusty.
Oh, jeez. It's been a couple weeks. So, why did it take that long? It doesn't usually take that long, does it?
What?
To go to the next one.
No, it doesn't. I don't know why there was this long gap.
Yeah, there was a gap.
There was this...
That wasn't just me.
No. It was me, too. There was a gap.
All right. All right.
So, where you been, Loretta?
Nowhere.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, yeah, school. Sort of.
What'd you do today?
Nothing, literally.
That's not true.
In school, yeah.
Oh, nothing in school.
Yeah.
Can you turn your microphone down? Because actually it's hurting my headphones.
Maybe we should...
back away from the microphone. Maybe if we just like talk like this.
Listen
today,
to you.
How about if I talk like this and turn my head?
I can't hear you.
What?
I can't hear you.
Your slider is all the way to the top. Your microphone.
Oh, yours is. Aren't you mic two?
I don't know what mic I am. I think I'm
mic three.
How's
mic
that?
Mic two was all the way at the top.
I seem really loud. I'll talk quietly.
Okay.
So, you went to high school today, Loretta?
Yeah, first day of high school.
That is so crazy.
Yep.
I can't even believe I said that. You went to high school today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, where, like, 1 is everything was entirely good. Wait, no, 10
is... 6.
5 would be like 50-50. Like half the things were bad and half were good.
Oh, okay. Then like 4.
It was more bad than good.
5.3.
Well, you know,
I almost have 3,000 followers on Tumblr.
That is insane.
Isn't it?
Do you remember when you were like at 200 and how exciting that was?
I was such a loser.
You were not a loser.
Yeah, look at me now.
You were not a loser.
Stop. Compared to now, I kind of. Yeah.
You were starting.
A little bit.
Am I?
For like, okay. For the first like
you're
6 months.
You're pointing at me.
When I had Tumblr, I only had like 200 followers. And I've had this blog for like. I've got a thingy that tells me. No, I don't. I started this in March and I've almost got 3,000 followers. So comparing the two.
Wow. And what do you think it was that made all the difference that you switched to Marvel being the main focus of your blog?
I have nicer themes now.
You do. And you totally, like now when you show me a theme and you're like, look at
that theme. I can code HTML now.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
I barely know what that means. You've showed me. I'm just sort of kidding, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's fun. When you can kind of design your own thing.
That's a good skill for
you. It's kind of cooler than Facebook in that way.
It's way cooler than Facebook in that way. Facebook is for people my age.
That's not true.
Everybody's on Facebook?
Everybody's on Facebook.
You're on Facebook too, aren't you? You have a secret Facebook page?
I started one. I haven't logged on in a long time.
I can't even imagine you on Facebook. I can't even picture it because...
Kieran made me get one. I almost made one for the play. They wanted me to have one for the play, but I didn't... I don't like it. I like the messaging system.
It's terrible. Facebook is actually...
I like texting better.
I hate Facebook. I kind of do.
You're always on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sort of hooked on it, but I'm being a little bit hypocritical to complain about it while I'm on it all the time, but actually I don't like it. And when you look at your own page now, it's like 50% ads. Like when you look at, if you post a photo and then you click on it, your page is covered with ads.
Really?
Yeah. It's like as if you had a
YouTube does that.
YouTube is full of ads.
It's kind of awful. And you can't skip over them anymore.
They're going to start doing ads on SoundCloud.
Oh. Why?
Because...
They already did, actually.
They do it for free, and they get everybody hooked, and then they start, like, shoveling the ads. That's
that
how they do
sense.
It.
It makes money. Did that
and
piss
it
you
sucks?
Off? Didn't that comment
yeah,
piss
it,
you off?
It makes money, and it sucks.
Well, it doesn't make money for the listener.
Anyway, back to Facebook about how you're not into. I feel like Facebook is way too slow for you.
What do you mean?
Tumblr is like fast.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. It's constantly updating.
Constantly updating. You're getting like.
And it's really only what I want to see. They have this blacklist thing where if a post has a certain word in it, it won't show it to you. So if it's like something I don't like, I can just blacklist that word.
Yeah. I mean, my Facebook page is kind of like that because I've just naturally selected people who are, you know, in favor of gun control, against gun violence, in favor of like progressive stuff, like blah, 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 blah. Like hardly anybody on my page has different political or like, you know, cultural views than me.
Well, that's good.
It's kind of weird, but it's good in that like, I would get really annoyed if people were like...
Most of my friends who I would be friends with on Facebook don't really have those opinions, and I'm very opinionated, so...
Yeah. Tumblr's good for you.
Not really. I spend too much time on the internet.
I think Tumblr's been good for you.
I think I spend too much time on the internet. What happened to you? What's up with you?
Up is down and down is up today.
The internet is great for you and you should spend more time on your computer. Are you feeling okay?
How about you? I spend too much time on the computer.
Well, I'm self-aware. I'm not going to stop spending too much time on the computer, but I know I'm spending too much time on the computer.
Well, we're going to start turning off the modem at night. That's like a service that I
feel
like I can
do as a parent.
Well, if
I'm not getting up by a certain time in the morning, right?
Oh, this is like a day-by-day thing.
What?
You thought this was...
Okay, let's talk about this.
Yeah,
like
we
in therapy
okay,
or something.
You better
let's
play
save it
a
for
song.
Here's St. Vincent, cheerleader. Nope, I'm going to plug it in.
Maybe you should use
that
thing.
That would be good. I'm not with it today.
But you're being really... Whoa!
It's too short.
Like the rapper.
What?
did you know there's a rapper named Too Short?
There is? Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay.
You can search for
he's
him.
He's cheerleaded by
YouTube.
St. Vincent. Okay. Nope. I'm going to... Now.
Third's a charm.
On. I've thrown rocks. wish to be clever. I know honest thieves I call family. I've seen America with no clothes on. But
that was Cheerleader by St. Vincent.
Was she saying, I don't want to be a Death Eater no more?
No.
I mean, I know most of the time she was saying Cheerleader, but a couple of times it sounded like she said Death Eater.
Isn't that from Harry Potter?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm going to look up lyrics, because actually, I think I kind of did hear that a couple times.
It sounded like, I don't want to be a Death Eater no more.
You're kind of right. Maybe. Hold on. It probably... Okay, wait. Cheerleaders. Vincent lyrics. Okay. It's loading.
What should we do while it's loading?
It's still loading.
Should we play like tic-tac-toe or something?
No. She's Dirt Eater.
Dirt Eater. Not as good.
She could have done better.
I'd like to edit. I'd like to offer some revisions.
She only says it twice. It's like,
you
for
know,
both of the verses, she says cheerleader, and then she says it twice, and then it's like there's this whole block of lines where it's just she's saying, I don't want to be a cheerleader no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's three times where she says cheerleader, and then she says dirt eater twice. For, like, no reason. It's not, like, a pattern. She just says it randomly two times.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be a dirt eater anymore if I were a dirt eater.
I don't really know what that means.
Do you know what pica is?
No.
It's a disease where you like to eat dirt.
Didn't know that.
It's like a sort of compulsion that some people have.
So, like... people from My Strange Addiction, kind of?
Yeah. That would be perfect.
Remember Pika. That show? It was such a weird show.
You liked that show. I never watched it.
You thought that show was so terrible.
I was terrified. I was like, oh my God. Are you trying to learn each and every one? Like,
there was this woman, and she was, like, addicted to Clorox. And then there was someone who ate sofa cushions. And then... one lady ate, like, TV remote controls. Those are the ones I remember. And there was one lady who was addicted to bodybuilding.
Okay, what can we start with Clorox?
Yeah.
I was so thrown by it being like, she would swallow Clorox.
Yes.
Well, that kills you. How was she alive?
I have no idea.
Small amounts?
I guess,
diluted it? What?
I don't know.
She liked to stick her head in a washing machine, like.
I don't know.
Eat sofa cushions?
She ate sofa cushions.
That could have been in the St. Vincent song. I don't want to be a sofa cushion eater no more.
Yeah, there you go. I like sofa cushion eater a little bit better than dirt eater. More original, you know?
Yeah. It'd be a different song.
Yeah.
It'd be like a R. Stevie Moore song if it were I Don't Want to Eat Sofa Cushions No More.
Yeah, I guess you're kind of right about that.
So, yeah. Okay, so you did this like ninth grade orientation thing today. I think it sounds like it went very well.
It went okay.
You know, I mean, you're all in one piece.
That's true.
You know,
that's a plus.
You survived.
Yeah.
And then, where else have you been?
I'm
wondering how long it's going to... I'm going to start counting how long it's going to take you to remember. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wildwood!
Yeah. You made it in under 10. I am so impressed. I was picturing like 30 to 50. Yeah, we went to... Okay, so we went to Wildwood.
That was fun. Went
with
my friend
really
Sarah.
Fun. She was so sweet.
It was beautiful.
The weather was insane.
It was amazing.
We stayed at the Caribbean Motel.
What an amazing place.
What are the standout things to you about the Caribbean Motel?
It's green.
It's so green.
The sign. And the interior. Totally the interior.
The room was green. The furniture was green.
The walls. I liked the one wall where it was kind of like a greenish wood.
Yeah.
That was, you'd think it'd look ugly from the way I'm describing it, but it didn't. It looked
Everything
cool.
was like this yellowish green.
It was so
this springy
cool.
yellowish green.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Not really, no.
Stand out about the Caribbean?
You want me to say the pool, don't you?
Actually, my favorite thing is the ramp.
Oh, the ramp is great.
There's a ramp leading from the ground floor to the second floor. Like, you don't climb stairs. There's this beautiful curved ramp that looks like, basically looks like a children's toy. They made a motel toy and put a ramp and you could put a car at the top and it would like whirl down to the bottom.
Yep.
Plastic palm trees. Lots of colored lights at night.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we went to Wildwood. You got to go to the boardwalk a bunch of times.
Yep. Went on a lot of rides.
Sarah sort of got, like, indoctrinated into boardwalk life.
I mean, no one's immediately fond of it, but it's fun.
But you browbeat her into it. You were like, you will enjoy this.
It's kind of actually correct.
No, I think she really had a great time.
It was fun.
You went on, how many times did you go on the Great White?
I think 9.
I only went on it 3 times.
Wow, really?
Yep. And I went on the Sea Serpent 1 time and it made me totally sick to my stomach and
really?
I didn't go on it again, yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
It does suck. I can't believe I'm one of those people who gets sick on roller coasters. I never was one of those people.
So sorry about that, Mom.
Thanks. I mean, I've been on like hundreds in my life. Not right.
It's terrible.
So, yeah. So we got to go to Wildwood, and now it's September, and school's starting.
So I technically start school tomorrow.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you have a really good year.
Thanks, Mom.
I hope you just kill it.
Okay.
Why do I have such a hard time saying, like, positive and encouraging things?
You really
that sound
don't.
Normal?
It's just me.
Really?
To be honest, yeah.
Well, I hope you have a great year.
Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I make a request?
Yes. What?
Can you play some version of Wonderwall?
Oh, God. Should I just play the whole mix? That can be what I play for the rest of the show.
You could. You could just play the song Wonderwall forever.
I found this mix on 8-Tracks, and it's just a bunch of covers of famous people doing Wonderwall by Oasis.
It's actually a George Harrison song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, I should have known that.
Because George Harrison's version wasn't in there, because if you even, like, think about posting that, you'll get sued so fast, your head will spin. You can't just post George Harrison songs.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Well, it's on 8-tracks, so yeah, you can post any song on 8-tracks.
It's hard to find George Harrison songs. They're very...
Do you think I can't find it?
Yeah, try to find it.
It won't be on YouTube?
I doubt it. She's Googling...
I'm not
She's
Googling
YouTubing
it.
George Harrison Wonderwall. Just hang in there. Just wait. It's like... how all of us spend, like, probably a third of our waking hours now is waiting for things to load.
Is it Wonderwall to be here?
I don't think so.
Let's try this. How long is it?
Try it.
I'm gonna turn this off.
Just play Wonderwall.
By who?
Anybody. The Oasis version's really good. Oh. While we're waiting for that song to load,
how about
just thinking breadsticks,
huh?
Just thinking about eating pasta.
Oh God, just give me a minute.
Is it one of these videos where there's like 3 minutes in at the beginning? Oh good.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
That it just ended like that.
Whoops. You just can't trust YouTube.
Okay,
so you were just scrolling through Tumblr, which Tumblr never sleeps, and we came upon a picture of Zachary Quinto. And I said in a totally squealing and girly way, oh, I miss him so much.
This feels like something I should be doing.
What?
Squealing about Zachary Quinto.
I know.
Not
but
you.
But I'm the one squealing about Zachary Quinto. And then I asked you if you would just like Photoshop his eyebrows into an image so it was like just his eyebrows.
I can do that.
That'd be nice. That'd
I'll
be
do
nice,
that for you.
Nice thing for
do
you
to
do.
Do you want them to be transparent or should it be on a white background?
I don't care.
You don't?
Use your creative judgment.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got great eyebrows.
He has really great eyebrows. Him and Lee Pace.
So then the other day I was watching this movie Her, which I had
never seen
before.
Her, the one where he falls in love with a computer who's voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. And who should show up but Star-Lord?
Oh, yeah, Chris
you
Pratt.
Know, Star-Lord walked onto Her.
I didn't recognize him at first.
I was so psyched, and I came running into your
room. He has a mustache.
Room. He was so. There's something about the guys in that movie. They're all wearing super high-waisted pants. Did you notice
so
that?
Weird.
They all do. Even it's Joaquin Phoenix is wearing Felix. Phoenix. There, all the guys are.
It's Angela. It's my favorite character.
Oh wow, she looks really scary there.
She is really scary.
Wow.
She's Thor's sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just Doug's sister. I'll never be that scary.
All you guys can be pretty scary when you want to be.
Us Shomers?
Yeah.
We can fling
They're
it.
Tall, though.
He is.
He's and your dad. You're medium height. You're 5'8".
And a half.
Wow.
That was a great face.
And a half. How tall am I now? I'm like 5'3". Everyone in Ichabod grew. So now
really?
Everyone's super tall and I'm still down here.
Aww.
It's terrible. Maybe I should start wearing high heels to school. That was kind of a joke, but...
Yeah, because you liked wearing them so much in Harvey.
You know, I kind of did like wearing high
did
heels.
Did you? You were awesome in Harvey, by the way, Loretta.
Thank you.
You did
I like
a great
walking
job.
Around in high heels. It makes me feel superior to people because I pull off high heels really well. I can walk in them really well.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Couldn't you tell in the
yes,
play?
Yes, I could, actually.
I got really good in those. And those were really high. Those were like 5 inches. 4
you
inches, 5 inches.
Like you meant business. big time in that.
I was supposed
play.
To be an intimidating lawyer.
You were? You pulled it off.
I think I did.
I think maybe, I think it's 4 o'clock. It's time for us to give it over to the folks in Catskill. Why don't you put a song on, Loretta?
Okay.
And next week when we come back, you will have had a week of school.
Yeah. Here is...
Hurry.
Riptide by Vance Joy.
Okay.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of...